fucking slain.
Never last.
Duffel bag. All I need is 100,000 of my dollars and a loan that I shit to somebody with a white collar. Nightcrawler, ice robber, Mike Sparker. Steal money from my hoes, give it to my baby mama. You be on the gram, no lights, switch the pickup. I be thinking let's go to war and hit the picks up. I still hustle, build muscle, Bill Russell. Rap heroes, stack zeros, mad euros. What if we open business instead of provoking witnesses and realize the positive future for us was limitless? Instead we in the club with a devilish smirk and we talk about God, but we never in church. Motherfuckers just ready to go to hell for a purse. They put a shell in your earth, the way it's getting is worse. In these streets squeeze, you enemies die in the seas. You would seem like everybody I know is living illegal,
like Jamal and Malik did. We ain't falling for fuckery or the weak shit. I keep the heat with me, myself and I. Go ahead and pump your pussy self up to die. That's when doves will cry, cause you'll do the gangsta lean, I'll do the gangsta boogie. You can never be a gangster to me, you a wankster truly. Plus you dealing in a fool trade. If I cut you, I bet your ass will bleed Kool-Aid. What flavor? Tap water, cause you got none. Sit on this Winchester, now you riding shotgun. And I'ma wipe you off the scene right now. I'm with Turn with ST, we in the bean right now. Motherfuckers asking how to. Hell, we keep copping and chopping up that powder. Whiter than clam chowder. Preem got the beat on fire like Niki Lauda. For real MC, and hip-hop couldn't be prouder.
When I come around, you fake players need a dunk. Anti-hero. For the dough, I keep grinding.
Anti-hero.
When I come around, you fake players need a dunk.
Anti-hero.
For the dough, I keep grinding.
Anti-hero.
Through the madness mall, drugstore, cowboy, the matador. Kill the bullshit just for sport with a bat and ball. Can't die, be an anti-hero. The tragic flaw that I stand by is these drugs I'm an addict for. Semi-automatic force, for I ever had a cause. Wars, I an addict force, my erratic course. Off in my catalog, I would scatter scrawl raps on the pages. Trapped by the padded walls, cracks in the basement. Dog, I've been that involved. Pull me out the rubble in the ashes when the attic falls. Before I learned how to walk, first I had to crawl. Before I started crawling, I was bleeding like a battered dog. Back against the wall, my gaze is full of rage. My ways are unpredictable, like when a bullet strays. Divide my math, you can't buy zero. Can't buy time, you're left with the anti-hero.
Yo, worship a drug lord, go praise a dealer. Fake it till you make it, screaming about who. Who's realer? Cap pillar, fate sealer, faith healer. Fuck a bitch, fuck a snitch, fuck a squealer. Truck jewels with the old school feelers. Fuck the rules and everyone that don't feel us. They envy us, I'm serious. The wrong friends behind you is dangerous. Watch who you trust, keep your circle small. Keep your enemies close and your hand on the toast. Keep your back to the wall and your eyes wide open. And stay walking like Dread, stay smoking. Ain't no joking, mind who you provoking. Watch what you saying or wind up broken. My language is nasty, my grammar's poor. But I'll smack you with a hammer like my name was Thor.
When I come around, you fake players need a dunk.
Anti-hero.
For the dough, I keep grinding.
Anti-hero.
When I come around, you fake players need a dunk. Anti-hero. For the dough, I keep grinding. Anti-hero.
Hero.
Testing 1 2, testing 1 2. All right. So this episode we're talking about buying magic cards, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so you want to start a collection or again, you want to add to your collection.
Keeping this simple. And how to go about buying these cards. Now, there are how many different ways to buy cards? A few.
A billion, man. I mean, you can.
There's a few.
Hundreds, thousands. Yeah.
So we have a lot of people. What do newbies do? Like, I'm trying to put myself in the shoes of somebody who's just starting out.
When I first started, people would be like, man, just get the packs and hope you rip something. And I'd be like, all right. So I used to buy tournament packs.
Yeah, that was the best way back in the day. Guaranteed three rares.
Three
mana
rares.
Base.
You usually get a foil. And yeah, you get like.
Oh, yeah. You started way after I did. Never mind. Well, there was no such thing as foils when I was first starting playing.
They were garbage. Yeah, they were garbage. As for one who started after you guys, showing your age again, they have starter packs now. That's usually how you start off. It's a pre-made deck. It usually comes with a pack, an information list on how to play the deck, how to, some of the rules to play Magic. And that's usually where you start out because it's pre-Condex. You just shuffle and you can start playing, figure out how to play the game.
And they're usually type 2, which is standard.
Yeah, with the standard.
So, hell for us. We were doing... What did we do? We had tournament packs, man.
Yeah, they were horrible.
Which is 75 cards,
yeah,
guaranteed 3 rares, usually either unlimited, revised, or beta tournament packs.
I didn't. You know what, though? Like, you were buying those, but I couldn't really afford those because they were like $10. And so, like, I was in junior high.
$7.49 a pack.
Yeah, and so like, I was in junior high, so I couldn't hardly afford them. So I would get one, I think, every once in a while. I'd buy a tournament pack or I'd buy boosters. And like the mistake was I bought like Homeland boosters.
Oh.
Or even worse, like Empire. Or even worse, we were talking about Fallen Empires. Like,
oh,
we would be like, hey, you know, like they got some Fallen Empire packs. It's only like $2 because they were so shitty. And you're just like, the reason they were on sale is because they were horrible and nobody bought them.
Garbage.
So, yeah. So we'd poor little kids would spend our money on.
How about poor packs? Adults, man? I bought a box for $89.
I'm not
that
poor.
Shit.
You're an idiot.
Yeah, that's being all right.
$89.
Back in the
it's
30s,
still
that was $89 a lot of money
for a box now.
Yeah. Well,
of course, because it's still
20 years later,
set.
It's still the same fucking price.
Yeah. Oh, you can get more for a box than you can if you did it per pack or card, and that's horrible.
See, we need to
yeah.
take some packs out and shoot.
So there's obviously there's a lot of different ways to go about buying Magic cards, and it depends really on what you want to do. If you're solely building a deck and you're, you know, you just got into Friday Night Magic, or you know, you're even just building a specific deck to play your friends. Don't buy packs. You're going to waste money. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So you want to buy specific cards if you're building a specific deck. If you just want to build your collection, what's the best way to go about that? I mean, everybody has their own opinion. You look online, you look on YouTube, and there's all these different videos about people price per rare, average, and a bunch of bullshit. Like, the thing is with Magic, everything is random. And they randomize the cards, and there is no average price per box. I mean, you could maybe get close, but there could be one box where you make like $160 on the box and another box where you lose money. So if you're trying to build your collection, one way I like to do, if I'm going to get into a specific set, I'll go on eBay and I'll buy a 4x play set of commons and uncommons for like $30. Of an entire set. And then I just get to pick up the rares that I need. There might be another $100. So I have $140 into a set that I have everything that I need from for
versus
the time
going
being.
Going out and buying like a case.
Yeah. Which is $600, $700 depending on. Yeah.
Pull a play set of the uncommons and commons. Maybe a play set of the rares.
Maybe.
It's
sometimes
it's hit and miss on the mythics.
It gets a little funky.
It depends on the size. If it's Gatecrash, don't buy a case.
If it's Gatecrash, don't buy it at all.
If it was Ravnica, man, you buy a case.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
So
it's all about
everything changes. Like there's some sets where you want to buy a case or a box because you can get good stuff. There's some sets where, you know, obviously, if you listen to this newbie's guide to buying cards and how to build a collection, you're probably not going to want to go out and spend $700. You're trying to figure out the cheapest way and to give you the best cards, the best bang for your buck. Used to be fat packs are a really good way to pull higher end rares. I think they've changed that now.
Used to be.
What it is with fat packs, man. So the coalition for the packs in there can be 100% actually random. You can pull 9 mythics out of a fat pack. And it has been shown that's happened.
You can get crazy pulls.
You can also get 9 straight junk rares.
Which has happened to me.
Multiple times.
I mean, that's not including the foils or whatnot that go in there. But there again, you're looking at paying $40 a fat pack now.
Yeah.
40, 45, yeah.
They used to be $32.95.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or 30.
So things are changing. And like we said earlier, it depends really on what you want to do. If you're building a collection, you know, you're obviously going to have to buy cases or boxes or, you know, collections. What about collections? What do you think about buying other people's collections?
Well, it all depends on the price of the collection you're going to get into. Because some collections might be too much for you to handle.
Well, let's just stick with standard. Like if we're talking about a newer player, you know, they have some background in Magic.
Yeah. So say I'm kind of fresh. I've been playing for a while. You know, it's been 3 or 4 months and I'm kind of like, I want to build multiple decks and this guy wants to cash out. If you guys can agree on a price that you both can be happy with, I say that's a good route of getting some of your cards in.
Yeah, because one of the things is you know what you're getting.
Yeah.
I mean, you know the rares he has, you know the foils he has, you know the mythics, you know all the commons and uncommons that they have. And normally you can get that pennies on the dollar. I mean, people sell, you know, thousands of dollars worth of cards for a few hundred bucks.
Yeah.
You know?
Especially if they're like, well, I'm done
just
with the
dump
game.
Them. Yeah.
Yeah. If I'm quitting, the guy's like, I'm quit. I give up. I don't want to do this anymore. You're like, okay, I'll take it off your hands.
And yeah, there's always there, someone help you get quitting get, magic, man. There's always somebody,
and there's always somebody getting
life
back
is getting,
in,
getting to them, kicking them in the balls, work,
baby, having a baby. Yeah that's a classic. Baby going school. To school. School, I don't have time to play anymore.
You always hit those guys up there going to school, and they go, oh, well, I need textbook money, or I need tuition money. Or, all right, man, I'll buy your collection.
Or the car breaks down. That's a classic.
Oh,
My car broke down, so I have to cut my magic collection to keep going. Okay.
You lost my gain. So
it's always
that's if you're trying to get into, you know, like Rod said about picking up some more cards to build more decks, you know, and that's a surefire way to get what you need. If you know that that guy has what you need, then you're buying it outright. I mean, you're good to go. You know, buying boxes or cases, you're getting it's all on luck. I mean, if you pull a hot box, you pull a hot box.
Yeah,
you know, but you could pull a hot box and not get the cards you need.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
So,
well, how do the cases work? Usually, there's one or two hot boxes,
and then two boxes, and then two shit boxes,
and then two boxes. You just want to throw in the fire and just.
It's supposed to even, you know, even it out. If you buy the whole case, it's supposed to make everything even, but. For the most part,
doesn't necessarily
that
work
doesn't
that
always
way.
Happen. No,
and I mean, from our experience, I know we've talked about this before. On a pre-release, buying sets when they first come out, usually you get the hotter boxes.
Yeah,
And, I mean, in our experience, so
those tournament packs usually they seed them from the factory, so your likelihood of pulling, you know,
good cards. I mean, anything
Jace
good,
is gonna
be
really fucking high versus, you know, buying a box and going, oh, I didn't pull one Jace.
And later down the road, the boxes get cooler. Like, they're not as good. So, you know, I mean, what other things do we got? I mean, we've talked about a little bit about fat packs. We talked about buying cases and boxes. We talked about going on eBay and buying common and uncommon play sets. We've talked about trial or pre-con decks, pre-constructed decks. You can also do that if you're getting into EDH. They have pre-constructed EDH decks that are actually not...
They're pretty good. Yeah, you change out a couple of cards here and there, and they actually work.
So, and that's the thing. If you're playing in an EDH group or a commander group, and you're new to that, maybe you're just getting into commander, that group's going to know, like, hey, buy this deck. It has good cards in it. Change out these things, and you're good to go, you know? So, and EDH players are usually they play the scrubbiest cards.
Hey, they're always about value. So, what, Baleful's Tricks was expensive? Knows. For the
it
blue
was
black.
Super expensive, until they reprinted it.
Every time that deck came up for sale, I was buying all of them. Because, dude, the Baleful Strix was actually more selling the single than what I paid for the deck.
And that's a way to make money on Magic. If there's a pre-con deck that has an expensive card in it, and you can buy that pre-con deck for less than the card is, in some cases, you can make money.
Yeah, you can trade for whatever you want with that card because everybody wants it.
Pays for your. Our motto is well, we have a couple mottos. Raj has a motto that's it's called.
If you see it, just buy it. It's only gonna go up.
Just buy it, or it'll be gone.
Or it will be gone.
I've kicked myself in the ass. I've seen something I wanted and I didn't get it. I'm like, you know what? I'll come back and get that.
I saw plenty of things that I wanted and I didn't buy.
Yeah,
I should have.
A lot of hookers.
Yep.
No, but I've seen stuff and I'm like, you know what? That'll be there. I'm gonna come back. Nobody wants this. No, I'm the only one in the world right now looking for this thing. And I see it and I walk off from it, or it might be 5 minutes and I come back because I made the decision. I'm going to go ahead and buy it.
And some other
picked
it up.
Gone.
Yep.
So we live by the motto. If you see it, buy it. It stands true.
Yeah. If you're not going to eat for the day, who cares? You got the card that you wanted.
Yep.
True. Then all of a sudden it's going to jump up to $2,100.
Oh, yeah.
It happens. We had a chance to buy a foil Jace. What was the foil Jace for? It was like $170.
Yeah.
Right? Or $180 for a foil Jace.
Yeah, and, it was at Deals.
Yeah. And, no, it was at no, it was the gold guy, the beard, the bald dude at Frankenstein's.
Oh, tier one.
Don.
No. Bearded
Millionaire. Foil
Jason was like 180, and we were looking at it, and we were like, we could buy it, and we were going to flip it. And we're like, we could buy this. Mm-hmm. It's $180, you know? But we were buying some other stuff. Mind you,
this was actually a World Wake Jace, not...
There's a real foil Jace.
Not the M20, shit. Or, you know...
And we knew the price was going up. Reprint. Me and Bob look at each other, and we go, we know this is going up, and already we're getting it for a deal. Like, it was like $250, and he's like, $180, man, right now, I'll give it to you for $180. And we're like,
damn.
We looked at each other, and we're like, we're like, let's walk, and then we'll think about it, and we'll come back. And guess what? We went back because we were going to buy it, and it was fucking gone. And the next week, it jumped up to $600.
Damn.
Yeah.
So
there was a lot of shit like that we were going through. It's like, man, you know, foil.
Tarmogoyfs.
Foil goyfs.
Yeah. Everything. Everything we look at, if we didn't buy it, it was jumping up in price. So, So if you see it, buy it. I mean, that's something that stands true, because in Magic, things jump in price.
You never know.
So fast.
So it could be a junk Modern Masters
Creator Gargadon.
Or it could be a Stoneforge Mystic.
Yeah.
I had about 30 Greater Gargadon foils opening up boxes from freaking Modern Masters when it first came out. And I think I got rid of them all in bulk.
They were bulk rares, and now they're $10. So stupid. Congratulations. You're an idiot.
I'm a dumbass, man.
I know. It happens. I mean, that's part of buying and selling cards. But so what are some other ways to buy cards if you're, let's say, like we talked about getting into Magic, getting into Friday Night Magic, you want to build a deck. A lot of people, there's all these different consensuses online about how to purchase cards.
Well, one thing that most people do that I know as players, they'll have a deck and it's not all the way up to par.
It's not tuned.
It's not tuned. And they're just still battling. And what they do is they'll take their winnings and reinvest back into the deck. They'll be able to go, I won, so now I'll be able to buy this land I need. And they'll buy it and then put it in their deck and be like, okay, now I'm good to go. You know, either buy like a fetch or a shock land, and then able to keep themselves
whatever
going.
Whatever the expensive land is that they don't have.
Or the expensive planeswalker. Yeah. And then they keep building their collection through playing in tournaments.
I'm kind of upset because when I got back, I mean, I've been on and off for Magic for 20 years, a little over 20 years. And when I got back in this last time where I met you guys, I bought an event deck, and they stopped making event decks now, but the event decks are actually halfway decent. And I remember I bought a green white Selesnya deck, and it was halfway decent. And somebody's like, hey, throw some Primeval Titans in there. And I'm like, those are about to rotate. Like I'm mm-hmm. they're about to rotate out. I think they had like a month left, and I'm like, they were like $10 a piece. They're like, you just need two, $20. And I'm like, this is the decision. You know what I mean? Like, you know, they're going to rotate. You won't be able to play with them in standard, but this is your decision as a competitive player. Do you want to win? And the answer is yes. I bought two of them, stuck them in the deck, not really changing the deck at all. I think I maybe have mashed up two decks to get the lands and whatnot, and took out some of the Sarriar cards, put two Primeval Titans in it, and the deck crushed. You know what I mean? I could win games. So but in the end, I lost money because then they dropped to $5 a piece. You know what I mean? Yeah. And now they're banned in Modern, you know? So, you know, that was just a bad purchase all around. But, you know, it all comes down to what you want to do as a player and how your deck is set up and making decisions like that. Do you want to lose money so you can win? You know, do you want to make money off the cards, which is harder to do?
Well, one other strategy I've seen a lot of guys do is when it's getting close to rotation, they'll just buy all the newest cards that will stay in. And then they'll just sell all the other stuff before rotation starts taking a hold. I'll be like, what's up with your deck, man? You're like, I had to sell these while they were hot because I'm just going to have to just save the money until when the next set comes out and just start buying it.
Which I've done. I've went down and dumped all the cards that were rotating before they dropped price.
Yeah.
And then I was able to buy a case of all the new stuff that was coming in.
Yep.
So, you know, that's another way to do it.
That's some of the things you got to do if you want to keep up. If you feel like you don't have enough finance in the game to keep yourself going, those are some of the things you have to do.
Yep. And then when they turn around and all your lilies are worth a lot of money, you start crying. You sold. Yeah.
It's all about those foil lilies now.
But as long as you make money on it, you know. So I mean, if you bought something for 20 and sold it for 30.
Crop rotation.
So you made $10 on the card. You didn't lose money, but no. Then it jumps up to $200. Like, yeah.
Crop rotation.
But, yeah.
You know, just,
it happens. It's part of magic finance.
It's part of the game.
Yeah.
You know, can your time outlast the money?
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes it can't. You guys got to accept that.
Now, one thing is Mr. Erebos, spec buying cards.
That seems to have been pretty popular over the last years. The longer I've been in this game, the more people have picked that up. Is this kind of...
So before we go on, like, that's kind of like if you're in the game and you're watching finance and all that stuff. So as a new player, what do they need to watch out for?
You just got
to
watch what other people are talking about. I've noticed if you hear... This is another golden rule. If you hear something three times in a row, you're going to be like, oh, what? Okay, I probably want to jump on that. You hear someone go, oh, man, this card's nuts. And you just walk in the next room, this card's nuts. Then you go online, guy's in a YouTube video, and he goes, oh, by the way, this card, bonkers. Nuts. You can't, it's nuts. Can't do it. And you hear that three times in a row, you go, okay, I'm sold. I'm going to do it. Run out.
Case start in point, buying it. Bird Entry Emissary.
Yeah.
Yep. It was nuts.
Nobody played
cared.
It.
No it was one great cared. And limited. Nobody played it in standard. Then all of a sudden.
It was in every deck that green, played red or green.
Saito built that deck, Smash Pro Tour.
No, Brad everybody. Built the deck, and then Saito played it.
Was it Brad? Was it him? Huh? I thought it was Saito.
No, me, motherfucker.
Oh, not you.
I was playing that deck a month before Saitower beat anybody.
Saitower? Oh, come on,
Saitama.
Man.
Yeah, I got second place in the Pro Tour with my deck. He changed two cards.
Yeah, it was two
I'm sure cards. Everybody has a lot of ideas, and they're all out there. But I mean, we pretty much covered it. That's a very broad topic. It is. I mean, it's all over the place. It really depends on what you want to do. You know, what you're looking at. You know, what format you're playing, and if you're staying in standard. You got to understand stuff's going to rotate out. You're going to lose money. Standard is expensive, not as expensive as Legacy or,
you know, for me, it's like, I like to crack packs. So I don't mind going out.
Yeah. We like to smell the new cards.
Yeah, man. Cardboard crack.
Yeah.
Yes. Open up that pack.
Yeah.
Smell those packs. Like, there's no tomorrow.
So
it's like that new virgin smell.
Yep. So
wait, what?
Tony doesn't know.
Yeah, you don't know what a virgin is, man.
All the girls now are whores.
Yeah, they are.
You missed the boat, bro.
Yeah, so, but yeah, I'm good. I don't want to fucking teach
you. You can pick up boxes for, I've seen as low as $78.
Depending on your area. You want to look around online. I mean, if you're paying more than $70 for a box, you're losing money. More than likely.
How much does our store sell boxes for? Isn't it like
90?
Is it 90?
How are you supposed to make money? I thought it was 108.
Or 109.
No, it was 108.
It's 108.
108.
It's insane. Yeah, it's insane. But if you're paying more than $70 for a box, you're paying too much.
You're not getting a value.
No.
I mean, let me see. $100 box.
I mean, are we wrong? I mean, Roger's over there.
I'm just kind of like sitting here like, man, $70 is pretty damn good. Now, most of the time you go to the store, it's probably going to be whatever standard price it is. Sometimes.
Yeah, you're losing money.
It's tough, man. You got to find the middle ground, but it also depends on what you're trying to do with your collection. Like if you're just trying to crack packs to get foils, because maybe you have a cube on top of like, that's a singleton like deck that you try to draft and build a deck out of. But for the most part, if you're trying to build like cubes and you need decks for Commander or EDH, because it's the same thing.
You just need one-ofs.
You need one-ofs. That might be one of your strategies of buying it. But overall, yeah, buying a box is tough business. You're going to lose money on it.
I have standards. Like I'm, and that's something you can do. Like myself, if I'm rolling in the money and I don't give a shit about, I want that now. I don't care if I got to pay $100 for it, then whatever. But if you set your goal at, hey, I'm only going to pay this much, you're probably going to be able to find it somewhere, because even your local game stores, they'll work with you on stuff depending on who it is.
Yeah.
Like I walked in, I seen they had something I wanted. I say, hey, I'll give you this much per pack. And they're like, okay, because it's sitting there. They're going to sell it. As long as they're making money on it, They'll do it. So you can work with people. And if they, what's the worst they're going to say? No. Oh.
They go, no. Yeah. You go, okay. Okay. You don't get my money.
Yeah. Find another shop that doesn't.
Yeah. Yeah, so,
go online.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you're, especially if you're working on a budget, you know, I mean, be, you know, have some goals in mind. Don't just buy the first thing you see. Search around online, look at some prices, you know, and there's, I mean, luckily we're in Southern California. We have Frank and Sons. We can get boxes cheaper. We meet people. We network. People hook us up. But you got to make those connections in your area, and there's usually magic's huge. You can probably find somebody to do that. If you don't look around and you don't get creative, you're going to be sitting there with no money and cards that ain't worth nothing.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how many newbies we used to be at our local game store when we used to open up boxes.
Mm-hmm.
We'd keep the rares, give them all your commons and uncommons.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Yeah, you watch people open up packs. They might have 10 packs. They don't want, they're not looking for the commons and uncommons.
They just want the cards that they want.
They want
90% of the time they leave it on the table for grabs.
And even bulk rares.
Yeah.
I gave a bunch of players bulk rares, or I'd open up an entire box and I'd be like, I already have a ton of cards. I don't want all these other cards. I just wanted these foils. And I'm like, here you go. And they'll shit a brick. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, because they just got a box of cards that helps them build their decks.
Yeah,
so.
Especially if they're new players, you know.
Yeah, so hang out. I mean, that's getting to know people really helps, because there's those types of people out there.
Yeah.
Just don't expect that.
No.
No.
No. I'm saying it happens because we've done it. I've done it plenty. I've given boxes away to people.
A lot of times.
I've walked in and be like, here, I don't want all these commons and uncommons. Somebody take them, because they're just taking up space in my closet.
Yeah.
So. Anything else? Did we miss anything on the list? Anything to add?
Well, no, I think we hit all the points, unless you just want to go down to the breakdown of mythics, rares per box and everything.
If you want to.
All right. So you buy a box, spend $100 on it. You're paying about, what, $275 a pack?
And this is the bullshit you'll see on YouTube.
Yeah, this is actually shit.
Just go.
Garbage. Yeah.
So there's average about 3 to 9 mythics per box. You can agree with that, Erebos?
Yeah. Roughly. I mean, sometimes it the average is probably like 5. Like, you'll probably, if you get 5 to 6, you should be happy.
And I've actually hit a box that had 3 mythics in it.
Yeah, me too.
I probably pulled one with 2. You know what I mean? Like, it I mean, if it's the best ones. I mean, I've landed box with 2 bonfires. You know what I mean? Like,
so, let's see. Let's do value packs. So you buy a box for $100. Let's say Eldritch Moon.
Yeah.
That's pretty good right now.
Yeah.
It's hot. Everybody's out there. What's the money cards in the set?
For the most part, you want Emrakul and what's the other guy?
The new Liliana.
The new Liliana. Yeah, everybody wants those too.
Yeah, I think playing green Eldritch Evolution is pretty hot.
Yeah, and then the other guy, the green black guy. Everyone likes him too. Grim Flare.
Grim Flare.
Yeah.
Oh, Ric Flair. Yeah.
Yeah, Ric Flair.
Yeah. So it's Ric Flair. Yeah. So. You're looking at anywhere from maybe 5 money cards in a box. So you're not guaranteed those cards when you crack those packs.
You're going to get one good one.
There's always going to be one of those kids going out there, Mommy, I want to take my birthday money to go buy this box. Okay. Kid opens the box, gets totally stomped out and dream crushed, like, you know, someone strangled his cat and left it on the front door.
Well, this box sucked.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's been there.
True.
Spend that $100, go buy your playset of cards. Don't.
Yeah, either that or they go, they buy, you know, the $100 box and they pull, you know, Eldritch Moon, foil Emrakul in the same pack.
Yeah, box. Yeah.
You just pull the nuts.
It happens though.
Oh yeah,
it happens. It's completely random, and Wizards has done a really good job. And it's gotten crazier over the years of their randomization, because I did it plenty, and I used to map boxes, and we used to sit there and we would open a case and we'd like, we would literally, if you don't know what box mapping is, look it up. There's tons of videos on it and stuff. People call it cheating or whatever, but I would go through and pull all the money cards out, and I would have a bunch of packs, and I would let people know they didn't have anything good in them. And because the boxes were mapped, we already knew what was in them. So I would take them with me to go play, and I would trade them to people. Now, I wasn't a douchebag. I would let them know that I mapped a box. and that there wasn't money cards in the packs. And I already knew that. And I would trade them, be like, oh, yeah, let's see, these are worth, I'll give them to you for $3 a piece, which is cheaper than you buy them for. So that was my value. And then I'll be like, hey, I need these cards. Here, you want these packs? And they'd be like, yeah, I'll trade you for this many packs. Cool. They knew up front that the box was mapped. Some people don't like that. Some people do. I just wanted to find out if it worked, and it did. So I don't know what they're doing nowadays for that, but
yeah, I haven't heard anything about mapping.
Well, they've been trying to put a stop on it. They kind of messed up with Moon right now, and they had it where if you get the pack, if you open a pack, and it has the picture of like Liliana on it, mm-hmm. and as if there's a mythic that's non-flip, all those packs with Liliana in the case will have that. You'll be like,
oh, what the hell?
So that first run was super messed up. Yeah. They were trying to do stuff to fix it. Yeah. And
so things happen, and there's ways. I mean, that was a way that I found value. Like, I never just straight up ripped anybody off. Yeah. You know what I mean? I would tell them people like opening packs.
It's not just, he's not just trading off bulk wares. I know this. They would
there's a chance
two,
of foils.
Three, maybe well, no. $4 cards in there.
No,
too.
And there's a chance of foils because mapping boxes doesn't tell you where foils are at.
No.
So those, you know, you can get packs. And this happens too. The reason I'm bringing this up is because people buying packs on eBay and Amazon, you have to be really careful about that.
If it's not a sealed box, packs.
If it's not a sealed box and it's not from your local game store where you trust people, you never know what you're going to get. They could be fake Chinese, you know, stuff.
Yeah, or it could just be a map pack. They didn't tell you. They just didn't tell you.
They're just pulling the douchebag move. So knowing these things and having these things in your arsenal and understanding what people do to make money off of Magic is very, very important. And that's why I even bring that up, because people do that. And there might be guys at your wherever you play, that walking around with packs, like, hey, I'll trade you so many packs for these cards. And you're like, oh, okay, cool. And you pull junk, start questioning them maybe, because people do it. So,
oh, man, I'd take those packs for pack wars. Get the ones with the highest mana cost. Hell yeah, come on. Smash my opponent. Don't give me that shit.
So, I mean, those are just a few ways of looking at things. Especially if you're new, like the whole reason we're doing these segments is because there's a lot of new people that play Magic, a lot of people getting into Magic, and there's not really a whole lot of information for new players. The only information for new players are like, hey, this is you tap mana to do this and play this card, and nobody cares about that. Like that's how you play. You're probably already playing. You probably already know those things.
Yeah.
These are some insights to players that I'm playing for. Black Anthony's been playing for over 10 years. Bob's over 20 years. I'm over 20 years. Erebos, I'm sorry, Bob. Yeah, I said your name again. Earl Grey. Erebos over. Man. I don't even care. I don't even see anything anymore.
Yeah.
Erebos been playing for over 20 years also, right?
Yep.
So, I mean, we've been playing for a long time, and we're you know, giving you just some of the stuff that we deal with on a daily, dealing with this piece of shit game that has consumed our lives.
Hey, so. All I know is if you're at a GP, if we're going to be at a GP, get with this.
Yeah.
So, what, if you can teach him to hate LSV?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Bob loves LSV.
He loves
him. He has posters of him up in his room.
That's right.
So, so that's pretty much it. If you have any comments or questions, get at us, and we'd be happy to answer them. That's all. Anybody else have anything to say? Are we done?
Yeah, simple. I think we hit it all.
All right. Yep. Well, mm-hmm. Have fun.
All right. See you guys next episode.
Later. See ya.
Cash, I'ma have to charge. Spend my rent money on some Magic cards. I'm running out of cash.